Where do we begin teaching our children? This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Where do we begin teaching our children? Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, life didn't begin with us. Life began 2 minutes before we came. And the world set up a whole series of values and a whole series of theatrics, and we are expected to play the game. Now, I would recommend that each one of us go backward to the beginning of our time, right now, and say, this moment I am born new. This moment I am born new. This moment, I inculcate, that means I put into my family, my creation, whoever is in my world, however they happen to get there. I'm born new, so but anyhow, you say you're my daughter? Okay, then you're in my family. Okay, now, but I'm born new. Now, who am I born new? What values do I have born new? Do I have the value that I don't have sex until I'm married? Do I have the value that I don't steal? I don't violate any of the community rules or community program that I'm in? Because that's why I chose to be in that community, because I like their program of their rules and programs like that. Is my value that I go around smiling at everybody? Is my value that I like myself? Is my value that I like my creation, which are my thought children, every moment created? What are my values? What are my values? Are my values somebody else's values? Are my values that what someone else believes the world should be? Is the world going to hell in a basket? You know? Does the world have problems? You see, my values allow me to say the world is what it is, or the world is what I am. Now, I won't ask you this question, but I know your answer. If I asked you the question, I said, are you the creator of your world? You'd say yes. Then I'd say to you, are you the creator of every single thing going on in your world? And then you'd hesitate. Because you're crazy, because you're stupid, because you didn't know you're born just this minute, and just this minute you created everything you see. Now, when you see something, do you look at a tree and say, that tree is 50 years old, that tree has dead branches on it, that tree has dead needles on it, that tree has live needles on it, that tree has birds sitting in it, that, you know? Now, all that objective observation is beautiful. Subjective observation, where you're judging it, is not so beautiful. If you look, say, oh, look at the red birds are chasing the bluebirds away, and look at those worms, they're crawling up and doing, you know, and you say, ugh, 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 and why are you doing that? If you are a wonderful person and you create everything good in your world, then you must call everything good. You have to call the worms in the tree good, the worms in the apple good, you know. You have to call the dog that's barking good. And you have to call the dog that's quiet good. You have to call the people, everybody. You see, if you are going to be who you say you are, that you're born new this minute, all time is now and all space is here, that you're born new this minute, then you have to take, you don't have to, but if you're going to play the game, then you take responsibility for what is going on this moment in your world. Now, what's going on this moment in your world? Is what's going on this moment in your world peace, harmony, goodness, joy, love, right action, truth, you know, all that good stuff? Is that going on in your world? Then how could you judge it as being less than good? So if you are the creator, and this is it, now, let's get back to our children. That's what our topic is. Our children. Are we responsible for our children? Are we responsible for every act they do? Are we responsible for every idea they have in their head? Are we responsible for every moral attitude they have, every ethical attitude they have? And the answer is 100% yes. Your child is a reflection of you at all times. If your child ever even leans the wrong direction, as far as you're concerned, you immediately see him straight as an arrow. You understand? You don't one second see him off the perfect path. You say, well, my God, that's really a dictator's life. No, that's a creator's life. Are you the creator or are you not? And are you going to take responsibility and are you going to take charge of your creation or are you not? Are you going to create your dog lifting up his leg in the house or are you going to create your dog knowing when the proper time to lift his leg is, when he's out in the yard or something? You're not going to have your dog go doing things that are not acceptable. You're not going to have your children do things that are not acceptable. You're not going to have your thoughts do things that are not acceptable. Our thoughts are just waiting for us to be master of them. Our thoughts are all swirling around up here, and they're swirling around like a windstorm, you know, and they're saying, oh, here are dead leaves and live leaves, and here are birds and flowers, and here are plants and trees, and here are children, and here are people, and here are experiences. And you are the observer, the objective observer of what's going on in your world. And you observe it as good and very good. You created it. But that goes a little further back in your awareness, and you you may not be aware of how to handle it, but you created it. Now, how are you going to handle it? You're going to handle it by every instant of your life taking charge of every thought you have. Thoughts are things. Now, what is your thought about the day? Is this a lovely morning? Is it ideal? Is every morning an ideal morning? Is Rex lying on the grass there just thinking to himself, I'm in paradise? Is he surrounded by people he loves? Are people surrounding him with their love? You bet. Rex, are you a good guy? He lifts up his head and says, hey, you call my name? You got a cookie for me? Sure, Rex. You're a good boy. Now, you see, what do we want to create? Do we want to create unhappiness or happiness? Do we want to create children that are absolutely supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or not? It's up to us. So, today, determine that you are indeed the master of your life. You are indeed the master of your world. You are indeed the master of your thoughts. And so every thought child, every human child, every child that is in your bailiwick, that's in your family, is what? Perfect! Is ideal! Is its original purity and integrity, which is how you created it. And how you and I continue to create it every nowness of our life. Have a good morning, a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you in every possible way.